You know, when you read the Bible consistently, it just gets inside your heart. Today I'm reading Torah portion number 37, and it's about where the children of Israel grieved the Lord for a tenth time. They said the promised land is filled with giants, and as the spies gave a bad report, there's no way we can take it. And Yahweh said, that's it. I had enough. These 10 times you've grieved me. Turn back into the wilderness and you're all going to die in this generation, except for Joshua and Caleb. I'll bring them into the land. And that's exactly what happened. And even then they presumptuously said, oh, Lord, we're sorry. Moses said, don't go and fight. Don't be presumptuous. But it says they presumed. And then they went and they fought, but God was not with them and they were beaten. So now they've hightailed it back. And it's interesting what happens after this. Many things, but God is speaking and he's given his commandments. And one of his commandments is, thou shalt keep the Shabbat. Don't do any work on it. It's for the Lord. In Numbers 15, the children of Israel were in the wilderness and they found a man that gathered sticks on the Shabbat day. Now, you might today say, well, so what? He was working on the Sabbath. Understand something. God had given them the commandment, but this man, he violated it. They brought him to Moses. Moses didn't know what to do with him because up to this point in time, it doesn't appear that the Lord said, this is what will happen if you disobey my commandments. In this case, he didn't have yet said, if you break the Sabbath, it's going to be pretty serious consequence. So they put him in a holding cell. Moses went before the Lord. Verse 35 of Numbers 15, and Yahweh said unto Moses, the man shall be surely put to death. All the congregation shall stone him with stones outside the camp. And all the congregation brought him outside the camp, and they stoned him with stones, and he died, as Yahweh commanded Moses. And Yahweh spoke unto Moses, saying, tell the children of Israel, make fringes or tassels on the border of their garments throughout their generations. It shall be unto you for a fringe or a tassel, so that you may look upon it and remember all the commandments of Yahweh. You have to do them. So it's not enough just to remember the commandments of Yahweh, but you need to do them. And that you seek not after your own heart and your own eyes. Brothers and sisters, so many times we break God's laws because we really want to do what's in our heart. We want to do what's in our eyes rather than obeying. If we will read his word and internalize it, it changes us. Internalizing his Torah, putting what he says into our heart. And that includes the dietary laws, the commandments of Yahweh. And it's very important. Keep reading. Keep eating, keep digesting, keep ruminating his word. Because when you put his word in your heart, especially when you put his Torah in your heart, then it causes a change inside you. And you stop doing the things that you want to do in your eyes, that you lust after in your own heart. Instead, you'll do what Yahweh commands. He's a good God. He is the only true and living God. All the other gods of the nations are idols, but Yahweh made the heavens. He is the true and living God, and he's given us his word, which has been handed down, and we have it today. So take time, read his Torah, read the parasha, the portions. When Yeshua was here, he didn't criticize the sinners. He said, the sinners, I've come to help them. They need a physician. But you hypocrites, you're changing God's word by putting your traditions into the equation. Even yesterday, as we were reading Parasha number 36, we see how Yeshua was healing on the Shabbat day. And all the religious people, the righteous Pharisees and the scribes, they're criticizing him. They want to stone him because he healed a man on the Sabbath. I tell you, you've got to understand, when God said, I've given the Sabbath, I didn't create man to follow the Sabbath. I made the Sabbath for man.
We have to be careful to understand the intent of what God is saying. And in this passage, wow, a guy dies, but God had indeed warned, keep the Sabbath. And wow, they tell you that by the degree of the penalty, it will cause people to obey. Like if you drive without your seatbelt and you get caught and you get a $5,000 fine, chances are you're going to wear your seatbelt. But if it was a $50 fine, you might not. You play games with the girls in your church. Now, this is something serious. You play games with the girls in your church. I tell you, in our culture now here, when you violate young people, it is very, very deadly. You can go to prison for years and years. I have friends that went to prison for years because they just played around with a young girl. I ask God, please have mercy on me, Lord, because I too, but for your grace, I just pray, God, change me with your Torah. Change me to want to obey your Shabbat. Change me to want to walk holy. Change me to want to obey the Ten Commandments, not just the nine, and ignore the Shabbat. Change me, Lord, so that I learn to eat according to what you say in your word. These are not the laws of the Jewish people. These are the laws that God gave. They're the Ten Commandments. They're for all of us. Praise the Lord. I hope that you don't mind me chatting like this, but as I'm reading this, it's just getting inside of me. Remember all the commandments of Yahweh and do them, and that you seek not after your own heart. Wow. And not after your own eyes. Oh, Yahweh, help us. Let me pray together with you. Thanks for taking time to watch this live video. Father, we thank you for your word. Yeshua, we thank you for your Torah. We thank you that you are the living word of God. You are the Logos. In the beginning was the Logos, and the Logos was with God, and the Logos was God. You are the living God. You are the Torah. And we eat you. We digest you. You said, he who eats my flesh and drinks my blood, then he will be saved. We trust you, Yahweh. We trust you, Yeshua. We trust you, Holy Spirit, that you will come and fill us as we read your Torah and we read the prophets, the Haftarah, and we read the New Covenant, the Brit Kadasha, the New Testament, that as we put these laws by faith into action, we will be blessed by you and we will see the blessings of the Lord. You took them into the promised land, Lord. So take us into our promised land. We receive it. You've promised us. And though there be giants in the land, as Caleb and Joshua declared, we are able to go up and take this country. Hallelujah. So we take the country that you've given us. We take the land you've given us, the promises that you've promised us. We're going to walk in your Torah, your commandments, and we shall see the Lord in the land of the living. Hallelujah. God bless you. I'm Steve Kuban, Parasha number 37.